Good morning, this is Arian Clough with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, leading electric bus company EV has slammed the Queensland government's purchase of 630 diesel-powered buses, saying the decision could cost the state's taxpayers $250 million. Queensland Transport Minister Brent Mickleberg launched a process to procure the new diesel buses on Tuesday and blasted the former Labor government's electric bus plan, saying they were expensive paperweights to block local streets due to a lack of charging infrastructure. Representatives from Energy Futures Foundation say that with increased fuel costs due to the conflict in the Middle East, Queensland taxpayers should be furious the government was, quote, picking winners without properly comparing the bids. Mickleberg defended the move on Thursday, saying that immediate fleet upgrades were required for local depots that are not yet equipped for electric infrastructure.
The new Queensland ambulance software update for the state ambulance dispatch system ended in disaster yesterday after months of preparation turned into a nightmare situation. The system known as CAD, Computer Aided Dispatch, is responsible for keeping track of emergency crews and vehicles and dispatching them to jobs. It is a vital piece of the emergency service puzzle. However, after a much anticipated system update, the software caused computer screens to freeze and forced emergency call takers to relay important information to their ambulance crews via radio. No 000 calls were impacted.
In national news, a pair of common minor birds have become regulars on Sydney's inner city North Shore line, perching on the back of seats during quieter hours of transport. The duo went viral after ABC Sydney's Drive producer Jackie Dent posted a video of them on social media. And after talking to a guard, she found out they are regulars who ride a 7 to 10 minute trip between Lynfield and Artimon every morning. The guard told her there was another set of birds known to travel between North Sydney and Milsons Point by train, as well as a bird called Archie who was a regular in North Sydney before he died. Sean Dooley from BirdLife Australia said minor birds are quite intelligent and they are so common because they have learned how to live alongside humans.
In international news, last Wednesday at age 92, iconic American feminist Gloria Steinem passed away. Born in 1934 in the state of Ohio, Steinem is renowned for her activism, public speaking, and her journalism. Across her lifetime, she spoke on issues around reproductive rights, equal pay, patriarchal systems, same-sex marriage, and the Vietnam War, amongst others. She also co-founded Miss in 1971, the first feminist magazine aimed towards women discussing issues outside housekeeping and beauty. Gloria's near century on earth were years well lived, reads a statement released on her official Instagram account. She continued working for equality until the very end.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4zzz.org.